Next up for you on Agriculture Today, a visit about a series of meetings that we have talked of previously here on the broadcast in advance of these taking place. And there's one more yet to go, referring to the Farming for the Future sessions that K-State Agricultural Economics has been hosting. Along with us once again is agricultural economist Michael Taylor, as well as her colleague Robin Reed from Agricultural Economics K-State Research and Extension. Robin, to you first. The Farming for the Future sessions, there were four of these. One had to be rescheduled because of the weather. Right out the chute here, we want to let folks know about what's been rearranged, if you would.
Sure, Eric. We were supposed to be in Emporia last week, and as we know, we had some pretty snowy and icy conditions across northeast, north-central Kansas, and even down towards Emporia. So we have that rescheduled now to January 22nd. That's next Monday. It will still be the same program. So if you couldn't make it last week, we hope you'll join us for January 22nd next week.
And folks that want to take that in need to reserve their spot fairly soon now, presumably, right?
Yes. We'll need reservations by noon on Friday. If you already registered, we're going to contact you and make sure you can still come. But if you were not able to make it the first time, go ahead and get on agmanager.info. You can use our credit card registration site there, or contact Brian Reese down at our Emporia Extension office and get registered that way.
And just to refresh folks' memory as to what this program will cover, if they can attend it in Emporia, what are some of the general themes?
Sure. So we're going to have a lot of outlook talks on this program, kind of trying to prepare producers for what they might see in the coming year and years with this down economy. So we're going to have a grain market outlook, beef cattle market outlook. Michael Taylor here is going to do our overview of the farm economy and land values and rental rates. We're going to touch on FSA programs again this year, since we see those are critical for producers in this economy. Input cost outlook will be included. And a popular one this year is the macroeconomic and interest rate outlook that Dr. Brian Brueggemann has been doing for us. And then we're going to wrap it up with a general discussion on farm financial management and what you need to be focusing on in the economic times that we're seeing.
So all of that comprises this Farming for the Future meeting taking place in Emporia this coming Monday, January the 22nd. And these have been dovetailed with these opportunities for farm families to enroll in one of these financial workshops. And those are still available as well, Robin.
Yes. So we got a little snow on the workshop last week in Salina. We had to do some rearranging, but we've been through that workshop now. We have Kingman coming up next week. But if you do want to get in on one of those workshops, we still have Dodge City, Colby, and Emporia coming up. And we're calling these workshops, but what it really is a one-on-one appointment with a farm analyst from K-State. The appointment's 4 hours long, and you turn in your financial worksheets ahead of time so we can be prepared for the appointment when you get there. It is a very valuable 4 hours just to take a critical outside look at your operation, see what net farm income and cash flow might be looking like for the next year, and how that might be improved through small or big changes to your operation.
There are three of those sessions still available. And again, the dates for those as well as the locations, Robin?
So the dates for the farm financial workshops, February 7th in Colby, February 8th in Dodge City, and then February 12th and 13th in Emporia. We'll be taking appointments for all of those days.
And register for those as soon as possible, presumably.
Yes. We need the financial information by the 31st of January. So we're asking you to register as soon as possible to get an appointment time that'll work for your schedule, for one thing. But the sooner the better, so we can plan around having enough farm analysts for those workshops. And all the registrations for those should come through me, and you can go to agmanager.info looking up the financial workshops to find my contact information.
Those are outstanding opportunities for farm families to work through what may be some of the headier questions in regard to their economic status here going into 2018. Look into that once more at agmanager.info. Now, Robin, we brought Michael along with you to talk a bit about these Farming for the Future sessions that have taken place already, and moreover, some of the lead questions, matters of interest that have popped up as the two of you and your colleagues have worked with producers at these meetings. What comes to mind, Michael, immediately along that line?
Well, one of the big topics that we're talking about is land values and looking at how land values have declined since 2015. We have estimates of them from the non-irrigated side as being down between about 18 and 20% since 2015 through the third quarter of 2017. And that's a pretty big deal to have that kind of a decline in the statewide land value number. Now, there are certain parts of the state that haven't seen much of a decline at all, and they've held pretty steady. And there's other parts of the state that have seen more of a decline, you know, and they're maybe in the 30% area. So that's a point of conversation. Another thing is just understanding that we've come out of the fourth year of a downturn economy, and it's a slow bleeding that's occurring out there. And people asking, you know, the question of not just maybe when's it going to turn around, but also, you know, what can we do to keep things working and moving forward as long as this is going to last.
But when you talk of the land values, that has been something of a reassurance, the equity that has remained in those values, even as commodity prices have come down. Now, if that's chipping away, that lends a new layer of worry.
Sure, that makes your banker nervous, to be honest, because that's what we're lending on now. I mean, cash flows haven't been good enough to lend on cash flow for a couple of years now, you know, in general. And so we really are relying on the equity in those land values. And now we just need to take a second look at that and be real conservative with, you know, with what kind of equity we're putting on the balance sheet and what we're pricing that land at, and just be conservative so that we don't find ourselves in a bad situation.
And Robin, you were part of one of these meetings as well. And what did you pick up from producers?
Well, through the farm financial meetings and this Farming for the Future, I've had the opportunity to talk to a lot of different producers out there. And the thing that strikes me is how each producer is in a very unique situation, where some are posed to take advantage of the downturn and maybe expand their operation if they have the cash reserves to do it. Other ones that I've seen are upside down on their balance sheet already and are definitely struggling in this financial time. So there's all spectrums of the board, and I guess that's why we're focusing on individual help this year, is just to see what the operation can do differently, knowing that going forward these financial times may endure for quite a while.
Well, once again, there is one more of these Farming for the Future meetings taking place, and it's been rescheduled now. It is still in Emporia, and it's coming up this Monday, January the 22nd. Contact the Lyon County Extension Office as soon as possible to reserve your spot for that meeting. Robin, Michael, thank you for coming over.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
Agricultural economists, K-State Research and Extension, Robin Reed and Michael Taylor, on this part of Agriculture Today, and we'll be back after this over the K-State Radio Network.